USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is requesting another $33 billion of your tax dollars from Congress in the latest package for Ukraine. In an address to the nation about Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine, the president addresses Ukrainian refugees trying to enter the United States from Mexico.
We have made a direct means by which they can get from Europe, from Ukraine, directly to the United States without going to the southern border. In the meantime, in the southern border, we're trying to work through and make sure that it's an orderly process they're able to get in.
The United States began implementing a policy Monday that only allows Ukrainians to make U.S. asylum claims in European countries. Texas AG Ken Paxton is suing the Biden administration over their asylum procedures for illegal immigrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
As inflation soars to record highs, older Americans are facing an unprecedented cost of living crisis. Seniors on fixed incomes are being squeezed by high prices and being forced to turn to local food assistance programs.
I do not have the money to buy what I need.
Mary Padula tells Fox News she retired 4 years ago and never thought she'd see herself going to a food bank to make ends meet. She has advice for other people out there in her situation.
Because there's so many people going the same way that you are. Don't ever, ever, ever be ashamed.
Loud booms and vibrations felt by thousands of residents across Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas early Wednesday morning were caused by a meteor, the confirmation coming from NASA. It was reported on Wednesday that the space object traveled at speeds of over 55,000 miles per hour. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Arizona AG Mark Brnovich is announcing a new lawsuit against a Biden administration policy for asylum claims. Brnovich explains what policy he's challenging on Fox News.
They're trying to sneakily create a system where you can have DHS officials grant asylum instead of independent immigration judges. And we all know what the effect will be. This will lead to a mass surge of people trying to come into the country because they know now that some bureaucrat in the Biden administration will have the ability to grant asylum.
The Biden administration argues the policy is helping to alleviate courts hearing immigrants' asylum cases. This comes in the wake of a federal judge granting a temporary restraining order preventing the CDC from lifting Title 42 authority at the end of May. A Hong Kong auction house auctions off a rare gem.
Sotheby's Auctions announced a rare blue diamond called the De Beers Cullinan Blue is now someone's new best friend. The 15-carat gem sold for a whopping $57.5 million at an auction in Hong Kong. The total auction lasted only 8 minutes. The auction house called it breathtakingly beautiful cut and a once-in-a-generation stone. The diamond was found in the Cullinan Mine in South Africa 1 year ago this month. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Hurt by slower sales growth, Amazon posted its first quarterly loss since 2015. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.